Go,
Juice.
I'm back. I'm very back.
Hello, Ashley.
Hello, how are you?
All right.
You all right?
Yeah, fucking dandy.
Good shit.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Goodbye. All right.
See you later. How you been? What's it been? Couple weeks?
It's been a couple of weeks. I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I'm interested with what sort of game and shit you got going on at the moment.
Have I got some stories for you?
It's story time.
Finally played the semi-final.
Ah, this is great. This is going to be a good one.
So, I had a shift that I had to do where we don't really do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that in. And the geezer has been on at me for ages about playing it as well. But I haven't played it in so long. And then obviously there was like five games I had to play before I even reached the semis. The first leg anyway. Anyway, he's on at me, blah, blah, blah. So, because he's never seen Football Manager, so he wanted to see how it works. So like 2-3 games, he's getting well into it. He's like, he's telling me to do this, that. So I just said, look, you're my assistant manager now. You are now my assistant manager. You can make some calls too. So the game before the semi-final, he told me to rotate the whole squad, which I did. So I rotated the whole team. So everyone was fresh for the semi-final. And that worked okay. I think we nicked a draw at second in the league. I think it was a good result. But yeah, lo and behold, the semi-final comes around. I'm going to go quick because there's fucking... I've got so much to talk about. Mm. And yeah, I sat there, played the tune. Walking out all exciting and shit. And then, yeah, we lost the first leg quite miserably. I think it was 2-0, I think we lost.
Who are you? You're not Antwerp.
Yeah.
You are Antwerp.
Yeah. I can't even remember who he was playing. Fiorentina, he was playing. And yeah, so we had work to do in the second leg. Scored straight away in the second leg, 2-1. And we lost 3-1. So yeah, that's just, you know.
That's the way it goes.
As any self-respecting manager did, I blamed it all on my assistant. Said it's your fault. I'd have won that otherwise. I take some solace in the fact that Fiorentina then lost in the final. So,
oh, was that you out after that leg? Yeah, that's just
out.
You done.
Yeah, we're done. We're out.
Ah, fair enough.
Legs are gone. Yeah, we're knocked out of Europa League. But the fact that we reached semi-finals was fucking impressive, to be honest. I then went to the board immediately after the result and said, I want my badges.
I was about to say, what's going on with the badges?
They once again said, no, because we don't want you to get poached.
I said, fuck off.
I said, here's my resignation. They said, are you sure? I said, yes. And then I went, cheerio. So I left.
Are you gone?
I'm gone. And now I'm looking at moving to the MLS.
The MLS, yeah.
Move to America, yeah.
Yeah, you want to play LA Galaxy or fucking Miami or some bullshit?
No, I don't, but I got an offer from, I think it was like Minnesota or something, and then I looked at their stats and stuff, and it says they're rich. So I'm used to pulling clubs out of debt. So I couldn't make a decision, so what I did was I turned it off and didn't turn it on again. So that's the end.
Is that the end?
That's the end of Football Manager for now.
For now.
Yeah.
A quick recap story is what that is. This is the position that we're in. So no English clubs wanted you.
Oh, I can't remember.
I thought you expressed interest to West Ham. I thought that's what you did.
No. I said I would manage them. There's plenty of clubs that I was looking at, but just not at their level, apparently. Now, there's a couple of clubs, I think, a couple of German clubs. I can't remember, but I remember there was a couple of jobs that were being offered to me, and I couldn't make a decision. Do I go with a rich club, or do I go with a prestigious club?
Mm.
And yeah, I'm not really too interested in managing in the MLS, I'll be honest with you, because I think it's weird out there. I think they do like drafts and shit. It's weird.
I know it's a different league run.
Yeah, so I think I'd probably just stick to what I know. German league or English league or something. But yeah, I'd happily take a championship job, but I'm refusing to go low. I just took Antwerp to a semi-final of a European competition. So,
well, you wouldn't entertain the idea of going lower to build yourself back up again.
No.
You know why I query it is because I've just finished Welcome to Wrexham, and that's free set. Have you seen that? That is fucking fantastic. It's on Disney Plus. That has to be one of the most interesting I suppose it is a documentary that I've ever watched, and it is continuing, and it's very much made me interested in Wrexham as a team, because now I feel connected to them, as I'm sure most people who've watched the documentary that don't already follow a football side will have that thought process as well.
If you like that one, you should watch like the actual ones that are like proper clubs. Like,
well, this is a proper club. Don't talk shit about my Wrexham. Yes, this is a proper club.
I know, but they're kind of cheating. I'm not gonna
They're not lie. Cheating.
They are
no,
cheating.
No, no. This is what fucking Notts County was saying. You're talking bollocks.
Oh, he's got in for their rivals.
No. Because people were whinging about that, saying that they've got a lot of money now because of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. And whilst that is true, a lot of people also saying, if that was my club, that's what I would be wanting as well.
But then it's not, if it's not your club, I love Wrexham. I love Ryan Reynolds more precisely. So whatever he does, I'm just like, yeah, do it, because it's great. But they are cheating. They're not cheating, but they've got a massively unfair advantage. And
they pulled a lot of people down from like League One down
more,
to
more than that. Social, they're like a social media club. Bro. They got Ben Foster for the season or whatever. Like, you don't pull a Premier League goalkeeper.
Well, and then they got Okwonkwo, who is the under-21s Arsenal keeper, or was it the under-21s? I think he was just on reserve for Arsenal, and I think he's signed with them now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not really unheard of. Like, a lot of clubs do that. A lot of players drop down the leagues. We've had West Ham, we've got loads of players that have dropped down League One, League Two and stuff. But yeah, it's just what they can attract is unfair on other clubs.
I think when you watch the series, the first season, when they basically are in the National and then they miss out on promotion by like 1 point. And then they get promoted the next season round. And I think it's after they get promoted is when you start seeing players showing interest, because they know it will build themselves for their own career as opposed to building the club up. But they've got a decent squad. They're also on track to go up to the Championship as well, which is back to back to back.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's not surprising, because they can attract all these players. They don't even need to pay the wages, because they can attract the players. They get a spotlight on them. They're getting good quality players. And you got, like, for example, Wrexham are on TV a fair bit. They would never have been on TV prior to this. So they get a lot more revenue coming in as opposed to all the other League One, League Two clubs and stuff like that. So it's...
When you watch it, you see that they genuinely care about the town.
I know that.
Itself.
I know that. Yeah,
the amount
he
of money
it on a joke.
Yeah. Because
someone just tweeted him saying buy Wrexham or something for a laugh, and then like a year later or something, he went okay.
It's because Rob was showing interest in buying a football club, and then one of his mates, who's a comedian, it's really terrible. I've only just finished watching it, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he's like their executive, blah 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 blah. And he told Rob, basically, he looked through a list of available clubs and Wrexham was one of them. And then Rob went to Ryan and said, fucking, do you want to buy this club? And I think it was originally a joke. And then they ended up buying the fucking thing. But they go through all the nitty and gritty of it and then go through the maths of, from a monetary point of it, was like, right, we've spent this much money with this much in debt. If we don't get promotion, this is how much further we're going to be in debt. We'll be fucked. And then they go on to explain that whilst, yes, they've got Hollywood money, that's nothing compared to fucking football money when you start moving up.
It's not just that. You've got financial fair play, so you need to bring in enough to warrant the spend. Otherwise, you're going to get points deductions and shit like that. But what you want to do now is go and watch, as I say, proper big football clubs. Because you've got Man City. You got a Man City one. You got Tottenham one. You got Leeds one.
Is there a Newcastle one?
Yeah, there's a Newcastle one and there's a Sunderland one. And they're all very interesting because you get to see the inner workings of the clubs. Obviously, you only get to see what they want you to see, rah, rah. But when it comes down to things like transfer deadline day, you just see the fucking madness that is. Like, and the fact that there genuinely is like minutes to go when these deals are still being done and stuff like that. And it's just very interesting, especially as a proper football fan. You get to see the inner workings, which you know, you're not privy to.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in the background that you just would not fucking have any idea of.
And it humanises the footballers as well, because it makes you actually think, hold on, yeah, he's just a normal geezer.
Whereas
they're not seen like that.
Yeah, especially at like a Premier League level. They're just celebrities.
Exactly.
As opposed to just
So when you
athletes.
See them at their homes and saying bye to their families and then getting in their cars, and very nice cars, and driving off, you're like, oh yeah, they are human.
Yeah.
They're not robots.
But so that's your football manager then?
Yeah, that's it.
Done for the minute.
Yeah, he's definitely done for the minute.
What else?
I've been on a journey. I'm just getting upset because I want, it's mainly your fault. And
I haven't spoken to you for like 2 fucking weeks.
Your fault and Gibbs's fault at work.
Yeah.
Gibbs just loves Lost, not Lost Ark, Ark.
Yeah.
The dinosaur.
Yeah, Ark Survival, yeah.
So he's like, he's played it for years. He plays it on computer. He plays it on PlayStation. He's bought a fucking PlayStation Portal just to play it at work. Mm. And it's just, he even, because he hasn't got anywhere to play at home because of the kids and shit like that, he's got a fucking VR thing that he then plays it as, but he uses that as a screen.
Yeah,
it's just all mental to me. Oculus or whatever, just to play Ark. And then, what's that buzzing?
I don't know. No, it's done.
So he's got that, and then you've got WoW, and I'm just like, where's mine? Like, I'm such a fucking huge gamer. Where's my game?
Yeah, but yes. Yeah, I know, I know. Have you listened to the latest episode? To last week's episode, me and Steph?
I listened to the bit of the Patreon.
Yeah, you should listen to the main episode. It was a very, very good episode. Up there with the favourites. Because we spoke about Elder Scrolls and World of Warcraft. But specifically about the how impactful it is having something like an MMO as your main type of game and what that means. We spoke quite a fair amount about when me and you were playing it, World of Warcraft that is, and when I tried to get Steph involved with it and when me and Connor were playing it and my current situation with it and the guild that I'm a part of, that I, the ones where I keep sending you the fucking screenshots of what people are saying about the pod and shit like that, and the fact that like our raid leader had a Watch the Buttons t-shirt made behind my back, I might add, Connor, if you're fucking listening, all right? Without my permission, spoke to Steph and got the fucking actual designs sent to him where he could get the t-shirt made. And for his pal Joe's also my friend and blah blah blah. Very cool shit to have that evolved from a game. So you should listen to it because I feel like that very much is involved with what you're wanting to talk about right now, in that you don't have that thing.
I'll be honest, I didn't get a notification that there was an episode, so I thought we just missed the week. Normally it comes up. I should have checked.
it was on there. I was about to check. I was like, it's definitely on there because I released it early.
And it just pisses me off, to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. But I don't know if, like, I've got some fucking OCD brain or something where I can't stick with stuff, because what happens is I'm all in on something. As soon as I turn it on of an evening and I'm a little bit tired, I'm like, I can't be bothered. So I'll turn it off. I will never play again. I'll be like, that's it, I'm done. I'm obviously not interested in that game, otherwise I'll be all over it. Blah, 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 blah,
you've
blah.
Got ADHD, my
yeah,
friend.
I probably have got some form of it. But
we all do. Yeah. I know me, they're looking at those Pokemon cards there. I definitely do. Yeah. I think it's the, because Destiny was obviously, I feel like, your thing for a long time. The amount of hours.
Yeah, it was, but it's still not.
But I think what you were missing there is exactly what I was missing up until rather recently with this guild, is that community behind it. Mm. I feel like when you're playing something like Destiny, ESO, and a live service game with grinding aspects to it, like an MMO, I think you've got to be a special kind of person to be able to play that solo and forever enjoy that. And at the same time, those types of games, when you've only got one or two other people that you play it with, it's not enough. Isn't enough. Because what's Destiny? What's the raids in Destiny? What's the limit of people on that?
Six, I think.
Six.
Or eight. It might be eight.
Six,
I think,
or eight. Let's call it six. Fuck it. You want how fun that game would be if you had a full squad of six, your own little fucking clan, and then you were continuously doing shit together and amping yourselves up. That makes a multiplayer game so much more enjoyable. That's what I missed from The Division. That's what I've been missing from World of Warcraft for a hell of a long time. Those multiplayer types of games, I feel like that's the kind of shit that keeps you locked in. Like with World of Warcraft, you enjoyed World of Warcraft. You found a method where you could actually enjoy playing it. It's just not on the fucking right screen for you. But I think if you had the same shit that I have with WoW, in that sense of community, it almost holds you in better, because it's like, right, I'm playing this game, I'm enjoying it, but I'm also really enjoying, like, how you play with Clarky, and that's fun, enjoyable. But you've got that every time you fucking log into the game from multiple different people, so you're never really missing out on that.
It's one of the worst things about Destiny 2. Like, the fun stuff is the raids and shit like that. I've never done so many of them, because you have to do an LFG on the app or whatever, and
yeah,
they might have integrated it now, I'm not sure. But nevertheless, like, I'd end up joining like a pre-made squad of five, and you're the sixth, and I don't know the raid. And Destiny 2 raids are like, they're very like, if everybody's not doing the mechanics,
then you're fucked.
Yeah, there's not one person that can not do the mechanics. So you're trying to be like, yeah, I can do it, but yeah, can you just talk me through it? And then they're like, yeah, you've got to shoot that moon when the actual time in real life turns 6:30. And then when it, I'm just like, bro, my brain. And then while you're doing that, you've got to fucking shoot all these mobs. It's confusing.
And I think you and me definitely suffer with an anxiety from that, because it's not nice to join a group of people and then be the one that gets the piss taken out of them, or you don't know something.
I don't mind that so much, but I don't want to be the person to let the group down.
Exactly.
Hate that.
And when you're interested in MMOs, so much of it is mechanic based and knowing your character and knowing a lot of things on what to do, which can be very, very overwhelming for, I think, for people that weren't given a chance. I said to Steph, when I first tried to teach you how to play World of Warcraft, I was nothing but angry and impatient and screaming and fucking, why can't you play this the same level as I am? I've been playing it for over a decade. You've been playing it for 5 minutes. Why the fuck ain't you as good as me? That type of shit, which was terrible. It didn't work. It was pathetic. It just pushed you away from the game. But when we give it a round two, completely changed the way that I was trying to teach, and much, much preferred it, because you actually fucking learned what you was doing.
Bro, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. That's the thing that pisses me off the most about all this, because if that was on console now, I'd play it all.
You'd
time.
Be all over it.
I think I would play that for...
And I was so happy that we got to a point where you were self-sufficient on the basics, in that you knew relatively in the time what you was doing, but I was still there as a net for, right, I can help you do this, this, and this, and this. And I think the only missing aspect of the actual play itself was being part of an active guild that understood that you were brand new and were willing to help you out with that.
Yeah.
Which is really difficult to come by, but it's 100% something that I've found. And it's just a shame that... I feel like that's a big reason why you haven't found the game that you found, because you haven't found the community to go alongside it.
It's just also like, as I said before, that I like the art style and the direction of WoW, but then you've got Final Fantasy, which is a bit fluffy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, leads me on to my next thing. So I've resubbed to Final Fantasy Online. I'm trying to find my thing,
on console,
man.
Yeah. On console.
I'm trying to find my thing, man. Yeah. So I've resubbed. I put it on. I downloaded it. I put it on the other day after trying to fucking remember my password and username.
Hell, yeah. It's the most archaic logging in system ever.
It is. But I'm in. It took me a while to fucking... I say it took me a while. I played it for an hour. I put it on. I was working out the buttons. I was working out the strings with the fucking samurai, because you got to do it in certain order.
Yeah, yeah.
I went and done a couple of quests. And then probably the sickest quest I've ever seen in Final Fantasy Online, I've done. I was just like, where was this? Mm. Like the previous 100 fucking hours.
Yeah.
I was like, this is gassed. And then I turn it off for the night. And I was like, I want something else. So that's my problem. I'm like, that's good, but I want something different. So then I downloaded Throne and Liberty.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of good stuff like that.
And yeah, it's good, but it's fucking overwhelming for someone who doesn't play MMOs. There's so much shit on the UI. It's just constant fucking, there's messages coming down there, there's quests, the writing's so small, there's fucking all these systems in play, and I'm just like, it just like frazzles my brain, because I know if I got into it and I started understanding the systems, I'd love it, but it's too much clutter. It just fucks with my head. So yeah, I think
it's one of the difficult ones about having an MMO ported over to a console is trying to work out the UI, trying to keep the same aspects that you have on the PC on the console, because on the PC it's so much easier to fucking navigate all of that shit. World of Warcraft's the same, but you can edit all of that and take away and add as much as you want and sort all of that out. But yeah, I've seen a decent chunk on Throne and Liberty. It's not enough to drag me over, because I'm just so in the clutches of WoW.
Yeah, but I like the art style of Throne and Liberty. It's like it's very
fluid.
Good. It's very good to look at. I like the monsters because they're trolls and dragons and shit like that. It's not fluffy fucking bollocks like in Final Fantasy. But then once again, I'm looking at Throne New World. Fucking
Artium or whatever.
Yeah, that
it's
comes
called,
out
yeah.
Friday on console. Now leads into the big question: is I'm going to stick with either Throne of Liberty or New World, right?
That's you won't, but we'll entertain.
No, I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Okay.
And stick.
Yeah.
With one of these and put the time in to learn, level up, do this shit. But now I'm at a crossroads with these two, because Throne of Liberty has just come out. It's getting some good feedback, but also a lot of shit. But people are just like, it's janky, the combat sucks, fucking blah, 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 blah. I just think the combat's really good. But still, not perfect. But nevertheless, Throne of Liberty has got like a high ceiling where it could be really good if they change a lot of things. And then you've got New World, which is obviously it come out, it went fucking, there's like a million people playing it, blah, blah, blah. But now, as of 2 months ago, I don't know what it's like now, I watched the video, it was getting 24-hour peaks of 2,000 players. So, you know, do I now, and New World, by the way, is fucking paid, so it's like 40, 50, 60 quid, whatever.
New World is also Amazon as well.
Yeah, but then Amazon have got big money, so
that's
I'm not
I'm
scared
saying.
About that. But do I take the risk and get New World and hope that they're going to have a lot of content come out and it's not going to die? Or do I go with Throne and Liberty and put the hours in there and hope that doesn't die?
Because Throne and Liberty free?
Yeah.
Yeah, that answers your question. Stay away from it.
Yeah. So
for me...
Oh, yeah, it's massively pay to win.
For me, that's the... You have to... Because I haven't played either, but I was very, very interested with New World when it first came out. And then obviously... For a month, it was fucking huge. Everyone was playing it. And then it just fell off a cliff. People had had enough of it, which is very, very normal for that type of shit, because one of the millions and millions of games that just fell flat with the lack of content by not understanding that the player base is about to grind the fuck out of your game. And I think that's why it flopped. I'm not 100% sure, but Throne and Liberty, again, I haven't played it, but I feel like when a game's free, there's a heavy pay-to-win aspect there, especially in an MMO. Or you look at Diablo Immortal. How fun was that? How fucking sick was Diablo Immortal? Still is. But boom, pay-to-win. 100%, it's pay-to-win. And it's like, well, you want to make that your fucking MMO, you've got to have deep pockets to get yourself going. Whereas a game like New World, where you pay outright for it, it's kind of a safer deal.
Yeah, but then you've got, I suppose, different, because WoW's free, but then you've got the sub, so that's different.
Well, WoW's not free, you still got to pay for it. You still got to pay for the game.
Have you?
Yeah. You still have to buy World of Warcraft, and then you buy the latest, so you'll have to buy The War Within.
No,
but you'll get access
Dragon
to everything
Flight,
before. Yeah, so you would now have to buy The War Within to
yeah, I understand these
carry on
and stuff.
But it's you look at it like, so original World of Warcraft and the Burning Crusade compared to The War Within, two completely different fucking games. Both respectively fantastic. But if you put them side by side now, most people prefer retail to, I mean, you've got WoW Classic, so you can still fucking have that experience. But the point that I'm trying to make is it's had time to develop, and it has developed very well. And I feel something like New World has been out for a while and has had a fair chunk thrown at it to work out certain kinks. And I've seen a lot of buzz around the DLC as well, around the new expansion.
Well, it's been out for 3 years. They dropped a latest expansion. I don't know if it was recent or a year ago, whatever it was. But the reason a lot of people left was because they run out of endgame stuff.
Yeah.
But the reason a lot of people hypothesize that is the case is because they've put all their resources into porting it to console, which is not great for players that are playing it consistently. But in the grand scheme of it, you're opening up all these different avenues for revenue, all these people coming in, you're going to boost, because it's all cross-play, so you're going to boost the player base significantly, then you can put out the content. But are you going to retain the player base you originally had? Is it going to get better? Is it going to get smaller? Who knows? It can't get smaller. It was 2,000 fucking players.
Well, this is from Steam. This was 13th of September. This person who's writing a review has over 1,000 hours on record.
Oh, mate, yeah.
I said, signing up for the beta, I see all the mixed reviews. When the game first launched, I had fun getting through all the content, and the journey from early to end game was a lot of fun. The content dried up at the end, but since the game didn't charge me a subscription fee, I could come and go as I please without feeling like I missed out. I think this is the best we've seen for action combat in an MMORPG, and the crafting grind kept me entertained. Sure, there were a lot of bots and bugs, and servers started dying, but I put enough hours into it and kept coming back. With the next major release and crossplay with consoles, I'm hoping the game does well and I have a reason to come back and do it again.
Well, that's the big one for me, because I've looked at a lot of the combat as well. It's action combat, right? So it's similar to ESO.
Yeah.
So I prefer that personally. And another big complaint with New World was that people were struggling to find groups to do content with because the player base weren't there. Your phone's ringing, by the way.
Oh, that's just my phone telling me to water my bonsai.
Oh, nice. but then that is my fear. I don't want to, because from what I've watched a lot of Throne and Liberty versus New World. What should I buy? What should I play?
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched a lot of just Throne and Liberty, and I watched a lot of New World. But then you go in the comments, and I'd say like 80% of the comments are like, New World's amazing. I loved it when it came out. I just ran out of things to do. And that was the general consensus. So I'm hoping that when it comes out on console, the player base is going to go bang again. But people are scared because there's no roadmap yet. Their roadmap comes out after release, and they're also advertising it now as an action RPG as opposed to an MMO. But they don't know if that's more to attract players or if that's the route they're going down.
You're in that horrible, horrible situation where trying to compare different MMOs is fucking impossible because they're all different. They're all completely different. The only ones that are somewhat similar is World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy. And even then, they're vastly different in their own respects. And when you ask the question, which one should I be playing? It's so subjective. So subjective. Like, I've played ESO, I've played Final Fantasy, I've played Diablo, I play World of Warcraft. They're all very, very good in their own right. It's just my home is at World of Warcraft. That is what I enjoy. That is what I would love. Who's to say if I'd have found a fucking a clan on the Division that I'd be playing that still? Same with Destiny. It's so hard to when you're stuck like yourself to look at reviews and what other people are saying because everyone's fucking different. Everyone, even down to take WoW, the classes that you play. I'm a holy paladin. Loads of people like holy paladins. My alt character is a devastation evoker. No one plays them. No one plays them. I really, really like them. They're very simple to play. I'm having a lot of fun. And I'm going to continue playing them because it's what I like. But if I ask the wider audience, most people would say, don't fucking waste your time. Go and play something else because it's better for Mythic Plus or whatever. But that's not why I enjoy. So when you... It's like if you're really interested in playing Elder Scrolls Online, or fucking take it, we both played it, Final Fantasy. Someone comes to you and they say, oh, Ash, fucking, what should I play, Final Fantasy or World of Warcraft? Chances are you're going to say World of Warcraft because you've played both of them and you know which one you prefer. But that's because that's what you prefer. Whereas millions of people play Final Fantasy, and the same with WoW. And there'd be loads of people that would say, no, WoW shit, play Final Fantasy, and vice versa. It's very tough to do it. And I would probably ask yourself, if both of them you had to pay for, which one would you probably steer towards?
Yeah, well, this is I wasn't looking for like a definitive answer. I was just seeing what the pros and cons of each were, and what I was gauging from what they're saying as to what I would prefer. The trouble is, the combat, I'd much prefer a New World. The aesthetic, I much prefer Final Liberty. So, you know, that's one point for each straight away.
What's the difference on the aesthetic between the two?
Well, Throne and Liberty is like very realistic. And it's all the monsters and all that. It's like, it's cool, bro. It looks like one of the monsters looks like a Beholder from Dungeons and Dragons or Boulder's Gate or, yeah, D&D. And it's like, I don't know, it just aesthetically is fucking beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
But New World is, it's still pretty, but it's not like...
It looks like an upscaled ESO. Almost.
Yeah, it's just very pretty. If you just took a screenshot, took away all the UI, you'd think that was like a God of War or something. But one thing I don't like about Throne and Liberty, which is a cool gimmick, but it's fucking annoying, I don't think anyone really likes it, is when you sprint, you turn into a fucking wolf or an animal or whatever. Like, I want mounts, bro. I don't want to just keep turning into fucking animals. And another weird thing that I hate, which is, once again, probably just me, you can't walk. That pisses me off, bro.
What do you mean you can't walk?
Well, you have to fucking run everywhere. You can't... You push the analog stick a little bit, you just run.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Where's the cool walking, bro? I like to like turn my camera around and just walk towards the camera like a geezer. You can't do that.
World of Warcraft
does
that.
I know it does. Every game fucking does that. Can't fucking walk. What's wrong with you? But, yeah, I don't know. New World looks better, and I think New World is what I would go with, but my problem is, and the only thing stopping me, is how long is it going to last for? Because I don't want to invest fucking a lot of time in something and build up my account and blah, blah, blah. And then it goes, it's dead. Goodbye. Switch it off. That's what I don't want. I want it to be a thing where I can play for fucking 10 years.
But surely if you're playing a game and it dies a death, surely you'd be part of the reason why it dies a death and you would also stop playing it. You see what I mean? If you're playing New World and it's dead within the next 4 months... If you're playing it, surely you would understand. You go, oh, fucking hell, this game is shit. I'm going to stop playing this. It's no good. And then, right, New World wasn't for me.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there could be fucking 10,000 of us that love it, and then 10,000 is not enough to support it anymore. So now you're just like, well, brilliant. This is the game now.
You're worried about the game itself closing down.
Yeah, I'm just worried about there being nothing to do. Like, if I finish the game and I'm like, I love this, why I want expansions, like, wow, every year's expansion or free or whatever it is, I want that with whatever MMO I play. Don't get me wrong, if World of Warcraft said, oh, by the way, this is coming out on PS5 next week, I'd be like, I'm getting that. But because it's not, I need to find something else. And I want something that I can just go to and play for 10 years and then be like, all right, I haven't played that for a month. There's a new expansion coming out and I'm gassed for it. Like I was with Destiny. But it's not, Destiny's not got...
It's so fucking...
Destiny's different, man. It's not as like, it's not an MMO. It's got multiplayer elements, but it's really just, you know, what do I want to do? I can go and grind for a gun, but then you get the same gun.
It's a looter shooter.
Yeah, exactly what it is. But it's not the same. Like, when in WoW or New World, for example, I can just go on. I'll do a couple of dungeons because I need to do more weeklies, and then I'll fuck it off. And then, oh, there's the expansion, so I want to grind some bits and bobs for this. I like working towards shit and grinding stuff. I like the grind. I enjoy grinding on games. But if there's nothing to grind towards, i.e. I've finished New World, there's no expansions on the horizon, I'll just be like, there's no point playing it because there's no point just playing a stale game. If New World has gone, oh yeah, here's a 2025 roadmap, here's a fucking big expansion, and the player base has gone, boom, there's 100,000, 24 hours, blah, 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 I'd be like, yeah, sick, I'm in. But if it's like, yeah, it's not really launched well, and it's buggy, and no one wants to play it, and everyone's had enough of it or whatnot, then it's just like, well, I'm wasting time and money.
It's very difficult. I tell you, it would be like... someone trying to get you to stop following West Ham and follow a different football club.
Oh, that would never happen, bro.
Exactly. Because you're as a developer of an MMO, you're asking people who are diehards to come away from that. You're never going to get me away from WoW. It's just not going to happen. There's nothing you can put in front of me that is going to get me to come away from it. I might play a different game for a little bit, but I will always go back to that.
That's what I'm after.
Because there's nothing that's going to draw me away from that. We had the conversation on Discord yesterday. They're talking about League of Legends and Dota and other games. And I'm like, I have no idea about any of these games. I've never played them. I've never been interested by them. And the question was asked, like, how can you run a gaming podcast but you don't play any other games? And it's like, no, I play plenty of games, but I'm talking like single player games or just standard multiplayer games. But my bread and butter is World of Warcraft. And I just said like, I don't necessarily have the time or the want to sink a load of hours into another game when I know I could be doing that with WoW, because I'm having so much fun with playing it. So therefore, I'm not missing out on anything else because I'm having a great time over here and I'm going to continue to do it. And yeah, it's... I feel like I'm ill-prepared to be able to help you with the situation, because if it were me, and it is me, I'd be going, fucking World of Warcraft. Like, no, don't worry about anything else. The King's next year. Go and play that. Like, it's... I don't know. It will New World... finally find its feet and retain a player base? Really difficult to say, because it's a different type of... I mean, ESO has a very healthy player base, and it's of a similar combat style, so there's obviously a market for it, otherwise they wouldn't be fucking making it. But it's entirely down to you. I don't know. When does the expansion come out? It's already come out, hasn't it?
Oh, the expansion's out. It's just the new game comes out on Friday. Like
it comes to console on.
But it's a complete rebrand of the game. It's changing its name to New World Aeternum or whatever the fuck it's called. And it's putting in loads of fucking improvements and quality of life stuff. And I think there's a screenshot here I can say. Okay, so New World coming October 15th. So it's got a new 10-player raid, new PvP zone, repeatable end game soul trials, gear score increased to 725, matchmaking, cross world arenas, up leveled cutlass key zone with new quests and enemies, performance optimization, quality of life improvements, balance updates, combat improvements, swimming.
Swimming.
I think they used to just walk along the bottom of the ocean. I don't think you could swim.
Great.
Rendering, new cinematic storytelling, cross-platform, fresh start worlds, player archetypes, new starting experience, and enhanced controller support. So, like, all of their resources has gone into, like, getting this over to console. So I'm hoping that will just make it go boom, boom, and everyone will come back, and the people that used to play it will be like, oh, it's fucking like playing a new game. Do you know what I mean? And because if I'm good, let's get right. If I paid, say this is 60 quid, if I pay 60 quid and get 200 hours out of a fucking single player game on gas.
Yeah.
If I'm playing 60 quid to play an MMO and I want
you
it
want
to live.
You want infinite
hours. Oh yeah, I want it to live.
You don't want fucking, I don't want 200 hours out of it.
If I pay 60 quid for this, play 200 hours and then the game's like, well, there's nothing more coming out, I'll feel like I've wasted money.
Yeah.
But if I've played a single player game for 200 hours, I'll be like, I've got more than
Because a single player game has a cap on it. You know what you can get out of it. You know what you're expecting out of it. A MMO, you're expecting a longevity out of it. So that whole, oh, I've spent this much money, if you break that down by how many hours played, it's cost me like 50p an hour to have a great time. You look at something like Elden Ring, it's like fucking 5p an hour for fun. Yeah, I'm happy to pay that. Yeah. But you look at something like World of Warcraft, I don't give a fuck how much I've paid. I do not care. It's in the thousands. Doesn't bother me, because I'm not interested by money to enjoyment factor. It's, I don't give a fuck how much money I've had to pay for this game. I want to enjoy it because it's an MMO. It needs to be fucking going on for a long time, which it has, and I want to continue having fun with it. It's having looked at the face of everything, I don't think Throne and Liberty is the way forward. I think so far, everyone's obviously playing it because it's free. If you had to pay for it, would as many people be playing it? Absolutely not, because it's not fucking free. All you have to do is look at most reviews and understand that whilst there are very good aspects to the game, ultimately it's free. So we know what happens with free games. Things start to become payable. And normally those are things like resources. in order to make things which are imperative to the gameplay. Like, I think there's a fucking, what is this? There's a review here. It says, this is on Steam as well. It says, first time rating a game, the MMO drought has been real. This scratches all the right spots. It's free to play and has some of the ick that comes with that. So far, resources are rare and there's 400 mechanics to keep track of. To be fair, I switch weapon sets 3 or 4 times. Pick something and stick with it is my best advice. Graphics, dungeons, PvP, everything feels super polished and great. It's a ton of fun with no barrier for entry. I have a hard time going to bed again. Try it. Which, by all means, I'm not sitting here saying don't try it because it looks really fun. But be very, very conscious that if you're looking for an MMO to be your home that you're going to fucking spend the rest of your gaming time with, I don't think it's going to be in a free-to-play game.
Well, look at that graph of New World, bruv. It's capped at like 913,000 and now it's 4,000.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Because it's a content drought. You look at a graph of...
That's quite a long content graph.
It is. But if you look at graphs of World of Warcraft's timeline and its player base...
But at least that goes up and down. This just goes down stays there.
Yeah, but it hasn't had anything added to it.
It did have an expansion. That was probably one of these little bumps.
Probably, yeah.
Shocking, bro. It must have been October 2023 because all of a sudden it got plus 23,000.
I don't think your answer here is New World or Throne of Liberty.
What's my fucking answer, bro?
This is World of Warcraft.
No, but it's not.
That is your answer.
It can't
be because
I'm not playing on console, on fucking PC, bro.
You were playing on controller, though.
I know. It's not the it's not that that bothers me. It's the fucking having to set this thing up all the time and have it sit there. And now I've got a dog, so he's eating the leads and shit. It's just irritating, bro. It's irritating as fuck. I just want it on the telly and the control in my hand.
Well, you just bang an HDMI into the fucking laptop and then bang into the TV.
So many leads and I've got the space. Yeah, and the dog will eat them, bro. The dog ate my headphones. Which is another story in itself. It was when I was last here, I think. I got back, fucking the dog had eaten my fucking headphones, bro. And she was like, sorry. I was like, look, it's not your fault.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, my fucking £140 headphones.
What is it?
And then she, bless her little heart, she went, I was so worried, you know, you was going to be upset when you got in, saw your headphones. And I went out and bought you the same ones. I was like, that's fucking unbelievable. Thank you so much.
But she this is Gem talking. I thought this was monologuing the dog.
No. But mine have got like 3 little symbols on it. Because they're like Krakens or something they're called. And that's all she could decipher was from that. So she went to Argos and bought £30 headphones. Not the same. It's got no mute button. It's got no volume slider. The fucking microphone's in my face all the time. I can't fucking move it. And I was just like, I'm so appreciative. But how do I tell her, one, these are fucking shit. And two, my headphones actually cost £140.
Yeah.
I can't sell either of them things. So now I just have to sit there with this terrible fucking headset. It's uncomfortable. Makes me sweaty because it hasn't got the cooling gel.
Let the dog eat it again.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna have to
have it done.
Yeah, but then I'll encourage him to eat my next ones.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in an absolute dilemma.
No, it's just shit. This is what I mean. There's just nothing. There's nothing there for me. It's over. Final Fantasy subs getting cancelled. It's a waste of my fucking time. I tried it. It's just. As soon as I see them fucking people with the little fluffy ears in it, I'm just like, just get out of my face. I want dragons and dungeons and fucking trolls and I don't want furries.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit. It's not interesting to me. And all the classes are just like big guy, little baby guy. I don't know. No. Where's the cool shit, bro? Where's the cool shit? Where's the cool armor?
I must admit, Final Fantasy was not the art style that I was that interested in. Would you not fucking look at ESO again?
Do you know what? I've got a weird thing with ESO and I'll tell you what it is. It's the fact that Microsoft owned them. And I want to play on PlayStation. And I think if ever they don't then put stuff on the PlayStation anymore, I'll have to get an Xbox again or use the Xbox or whatever. And I don't want to.
Yeah, but they've already stated that they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but I don't trust them. So if they ever go, oh, here's ESO2 or whatever the fuck they might do, might just go on Xbox or Microsoft and then I'm just stuck. Because I put all these hours into a PlayStation. Well, I might do ESO.
Yeah, but you're living in the future, which is
dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, you're living in a time that is currently robbing you of the present.
Yeah, I'm always worried about.
You don't need
to
be worried though. You've already established that you like the combat style of
don't make me start ESO again.
I've started that game like eight times. You like the combat style of New World.
Yes, I'm gonna.
ESO has the same combat style. You need an MMO that is on console, one that has been fleshed out and is there, has its designated player base. Isn't good. Let's have a look at ESO's graph on Steam. Let's see the.
As of 2 months ago, it was the fifth most played MMO.
Yes,
and then fourth was some weird little game from like 1994.
My only gripe with ESO is that it isn't crossplay. You fucking lazy cunts! If that game was crossplay and you could fucking hell, there's a chance that I might still be playing it.
Do you know what one of the big plays, the big pluses for ESO is?
Go on.
That people always shout about is they've got mega servers.
Big servers. Where the fuck do you find on Steam the player graph?
I just go ESO peak players and then it comes up at the top on on my massive phone.
Wham phone.
I'm struggling to hold this and this though. Oh, here we
go. Go on.
I'm struggling to find it, bro. Oh, here we go. I found it. Right. So what do we do? What do you want it over? 6 years?
Yeah, go on. Fuck it. Give us 6 years.
It's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but it's up.
What's that M, bro? What's M? That must have been a mad expansion. Oh, it's a 3 week.
Yeah, they love to throw 3 weeks in. Well, so, does it every now and then. Right, what's its current? What's its current player base at?
Last 30 days, the peak has been 17,000.
Well, that can't be right.
It is. Monthly players breakdown. Last 30 days, 17,000.
Yeah? Is that what it is, yeah?
There's not been any, like, mad fucking... I'd say that the big ones, bro, are the big ones, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but it is one of the big ones.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, fifth. Behind fucking the last update for most played MMOs, number one was actually Final Fantasy for the first time ever. That was 2 months ago. It surpassed World of Warcraft because it had that new expansion come out. But obviously, that will just be back in the second place again now. But I just can't see why. I don't understand why so many people love Final Fantasy Online so much. What are you seeing that I'm not seeing? Are you just anime weebs or something? I don't get it.
World of Warcraft's current daily players is 727,000
so where's
daily.
That? Where's that on console?
It has 153 million. Yeah, 153 million subscribers and 81,000.
That's a lot of dough they get a month. That's a good wage.
Yeah, we estimate the player count of World of Warcraft to be 727,000 with a total player base of 153,081,000. Obviously, there's some dead accounts here and blah, 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 or I don't know, there's active subscriptions, whatever.
Although, having said that, I should add, though, shouldn't I, that fucking 27,000 on ESO, that's just Steam.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't account for the console.
And there's probably another way to play it other than Steam. It's probably ESO probably got their own fucking launcher.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
I played it on its own launcher.
So yeah, that's not a strictly like.
No, yeah, that's just the people that play it through Steam. You got the current ranks as World of Warcraft with 152 million players. Baldur's Gate 3, 130 million. Roblox, 110 million. Diablo, Final Fantasy, RuneScape, Destiny 2, Honkai Star Trail, fuck knows what that is, Path of Exile, Warframe, World of Warcraft Classic, and then ESO is currently 12th with 24.4 million players. Still an extremely, extremely healthy player base. New World currently has 15.15 million people playing it.
No.
Not like... currently playing it. If I click onto it, the daily players at the moment is 12,970,000, and its total players is 15.17 million. I don't know, man.
Final Fantasy Online is 16,000, 21,000 in the last 24 hours. 95.
Yeah, because it's through Steam, though, isn't it?
Peak. Yeah.
Because it has its, again, it has its own launcher.
There you go, PoE, Parfix, or 15,000.
Yeah.
I'm just a stickler for numbers.
Yeah. I say test shit out.
New World's 5,000.
You think about it, you've depends what you, because you've...
You know what I want.
I know what you want, but you're too fucking adamant that you're not going to play it. So in my head, it would be ESO. You start ESO again, but ESO isn't new and fresh. The expansions will be new and fresh. But the game itself wouldn't be new and fresh. And I would go with the idea that if ESO was the game that was going to hold you, it would already be holding you because you've played it 8 times before. Let me pause this. I need a wee-wee. I don't know how to help you.
I
do know how to help you. I'm helping you. What do you want? I don't. What do you want?
You know what I want. I've told you. I want an MMO that's going to keep me playing for a millennium, and it's not going to die anytime soon.
You got to hold that mic.
It's not going to die soon. I'm just looking, bro. I know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to fucking download ESO, and I'm going to have to play that, get well into it, and then Friday will come, then I'll buy New World, and then I'll play that, then I'll get overwhelmed and angry, and then I'll delete it, and then I'll just be back to fucking some shitty game that I don't want to play. I'm such a miserable... I'm so angry. Although, having said all that, a game that I was really looking forward to came out today, so I'll probably just end up buying it.
What game's that?
Metaphor ReFantazio.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, right. You may scoff and look down your nose upon me. However, this is the highest reviewed game this year. So, yeah.
What is it called? Yeah. Is it on Steam? What is it? Metaphor
ReFantazio.
Metaphor ReFantazio. Here it is. Oh, that looks weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So
well, this looks very odd.
I guess you've heard of the Persona series.
Yeah, it's a nice art style.
Yeah. So Persona, I played Persona 5 Royal because it was one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated PlayStation game.
It looks very, very similar.
It's made by the same people, that's why.
Yep.
Explain it. And I played it for quite a bit. I really enjoyed it. And Jem was watching me and she was helping me and blah, blah, blah. But the trouble I had with it is it's just fucking typical anime shit where you have to go high school, you have to do your lessons, you have to go through all this shit, and then there's like a 15-minute dialogue where you're eating a burger, and I'm just like, fucking come on, bruv. And then when you finally get into like the dungeons and the combat, that is sick, it's amazing. It's turn-based, but the menus are snappy.
I'm watching someone playing it at the moment.
Yeah, and it's fucking sick. So it was really cool. And the whole point of Persona was you... Say, for example, there was like a Nancy school teacher or something.
Yeah.
So then you go into his like mind and you see the dungeon is what he sees. Mm. You know, he's just fucked up. So it's all just weird. But you always had to go to school and do your lessons and all this shit. And I hated it. But I loved the gameplay. This is like it's Persona, but it's fantasy. It's a fantasy world with castles and dragons and swords.
Yeah, they're literally fighting in a castle right now. Exactly. Some wolves or some shit.
So it's like that game, which I loved, but I didn't like the setting, but in a fantasy world. So I was gassed for that, and that comes out today. And yeah, it's got the best reviewed game this year.
Very positive reviews so far. It's essentially a Persona game set in a fantasy universe and one of the best games this year has to offer. Also, the game works really well on Steam Deck. Just make sure to change rendering scale to 100% and ambient occlusion to off. Well, if you're into JRPGs, then you've got to try this one out. Yes, it's pretty similar to Persona, same devs after all, but Metaphor has lots of unique things under its belt as well, like party formations, archetypes being a lot more thought out mechanically than Persona's, real-time combat before the main turn-based one, where you can stun the enemy. But the best thing about Metaphor is that you don't need to go to school awesome.
Wow, yeah, that's my guy. So there it's a very interesting game because you have to, much like Persona, it's very similar because I've been playing the demo of this.
Yeah,
because it's got that cool thing that Final Fantasy did where you can play the demo and then when you buy the game, it carries over.
Yeah, nice.
And I've played the demo for, I'm going to be honest with you, about 7 hours. Like Decent. Genuinely, and I'm still not at the end. It's ridiculous because the games are over 100 hours long, like flat. Anyway,
it looks very interesting.
But the cool thing is about them is they're based on like a day and night system. So in the day, you can go out and do whatever you want. You can go out and build a relationship with one of your companions. You can go out and do side quests, yada yada yada. But when you do one of these things, it will take time, so it will take that day away from you.
Mm.
And you're always on a timer of, okay, you've got to do this. This person's about to die. This is the main story. This person's about to die and you've got 7 days to do it. If you don't do it in that, then it's basically game over. So you can fill your days and nights with different things, but you choose what you want to fill them with. So that's how you build relationships and make your like summons essentially stronger or earn gold or whatever it is you want to do. You have to choose how you spend your time. And then obviously make sure you've got enough time left to go and do the main mission or whatever it is you're doing. So that's why there's a lot of variation in the games and why people love Persona, because they go back and replay these fucking 100-hour behemoths and do things differently.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like a unique story to yourself. So yeah, that I might buy that. But I was putting off buying it because I thought I'm going to play an MMO.
Well, it's not going to fill your void of an MMO, is it?
Nah, so I might buy that. And I might buy that and just play it till New World comes out. I might just download ESO and fucking start that shit again.
You know what I think you should do, which I know you 100% won't do, is just wait until New World comes out for the MMO side of things.
It's a whole week away, man.
I know. Do you need to get that?
Nah.
Just wait until New World comes out. Get this fucking metaphor. Play that. That will keep you for the... It won't keep you for the 5 days, though, because you've got the MMO bug.
You've got the same bug
that I got. Nothing will fucking... Will quench your thirst until you play an MMO that's actually fun. And World of Warcraft is that MMO. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, tell them to pull their fingers out and get it on console then.
Everyone's telling them to put it on console, yeah, but fucking they won't do it. I don't know why
it's
not.
The only thing, I'm going to put fucking 500 hours into New World or ESO, and then World of Warcraft is going to drop, and they're getting binned.
But then it gets binned, and you crack on to something else.
Yeah, and I get binned, and it'll go on.
The World idea
no,
that
it'll go, I'll bin that, whatever I've put 500 hours into World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So hurry up.
Yeah, but
they're putting money on the table. I'll pay 60 quid for that game and sub for it.
Yeah, but the idea that you're not going to play certain games because in the future you might not have to play them anymore is ludicrous.
Yeah, but that's my brain. I can't help it. It's not that I won't be able to play them anymore. It's that I don't want to invest a lot of time and enjoyment and then... Bang. How would you feel if, breaking news, Blizzard have just announced all servers are shutting down permanently next Friday?
I'd be absolutely distraught.
I bet you'd cry.
I probably would.
Exactly.
I'd be very upset.
And I don't want that to happen.
But then a meeting would be held in the Discord and we would all figure out where we're going. We go, right, we can't all split up. We need to stay together. Where are we all going? And then we'd figure it out. Probably go New World.
And what happens if they say Dragon Ball, Sparking Zero?
Well, then I have to go over with them. And if I don't like it, then I don't like it.
Exactly. And it's sad. And I don't want that to happen.
But you know what? You know what's happening, though, is that's not happening as far as I'm aware. So therefore, I don't have to worry about it. I'm not sitting here thinking, right, I'm going to stop playing WoW because this might die one day.
Yeah, I wish
so
I
need to
brain.
Stop playing
my
this.
My brain doesn't work like that and it's sad. I wish my brain worked
like that. Yeah, but it did. It is and
like
it
that.
Doesn't.
No, it never
Because
does.
You've played Destiny for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and I was always anxious that it was going to die.
Yeah, but you still played it. And then every game that you play that is a live service, you still play them. ESO, you played that. Still going. You dropped that yourself and it's still going very strong. Final Fantasy. There's so many games that you've played where you've got
to cancel that sub. Remind me.
Yeah, you got to cancel that. I'll text you.
I'm gonna have to sub to ESO, aren't I? pointless without that sub.
You've it's got very no pointless
fucking,
without the
no
sub.
Fucking space.
Yeah, you can't do fuck all without it.
Now I have to start that mounting up again every day.
I feel bad for Steph because she's desperate to play ESO with me again.
It's like, a good game,
it's
bro.
A very good game. But when you have an absolute behemoth of World of Warcraft, I'm sorry, it just doesn't. People that have never played it before will not understand when I bang on about it so much. You won't get it until you actually play.
Now I'm even more confused. Now I don't know what to do. Do I download ESO tonight and play that till Friday and then probably bin it and waste a lot of fucking time? Or do I download Metaphor and then that's a 100-hour game? That's not getting done.
Yeah, but if you're having fun, is it a waste of time?
Yes, because I could be grinding. I need to find what I should be grinding in.
Yeah, but you can't grind New World until Friday anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's
what do
nothing,
I do?
There's nothing you can do so until do Friday anyway.
What do I do? Exactly.
Wait, haven't you got Throne and Liberty downloaded?
Yeah, I don't want to play. Why
so you
would
continue
I play
to
that
play?
For, no, I'm not going to play that for a week. It's a waste of time. And then I'll be like, well, there's no point playing this anymore.
Well, then you play Metaphor.
Yeah.
But I know that's not going to be. You're going to get Metaphor anyway, but I know that's but not going to be the thing
but
that you
I've
stay
I've got the demo. I'm still playing the demo with that. So I haven't even finished that yet.
So then you continue to play the demo?
Yeah, I might do. I don't know.
And I'll be at, and then what I'll do is when this podcast is done and we've stopped and we finished recording the Patreon, patreon.com/watchthebuttons, £5 a month for exclusive episodes every week. I'll go and I'll play World of Warcraft. Once this is done, I'll go inside, have a little bit of munch, go upstairs, give Steph a kiss, and then sit down and then play with my plethora of new friends and have a great time. Have a great time is what I'll do.
I'm just going to have an early night. Weekend ruined.
I want you with me. I'm coming with more questions than answers. And maybe you'll find the answers. I'm desperate for you, Steph and Connor to be grasped by World of Warcraft the same way I have.
Desperate for it. You know the prerequisite. So get onto Blizzard and say, put this on PS5.
I don't need that to be met for me to be playing it. Neither do you, technically.
Yes, you do. You want my full attention, you'll have it. Pardon me.
But you could also get WoW on the Steam Deck as well.
No, fuck that. God, it's hard enough with the Xbox control setting up. God almighty, Steam Deck. Imagine that. Christ, the buttons.
Yeah, but imagine if you managed to do it.
Then I'd just moan the screen was too small to play WoW. So it's a lose-lose, isn't it?
No, you got the dock.
Yeah, I have. I'll come up with an excuse. I'll come up with some reason why it's not good enough.
Right.
New World it is.
You've heard it here first, everyone. You've listened for an hour to have that consensus at the end.
It's definitely not.
It's New World.
It's
come back.
It's going to be ESO. Or, I don't know.
Come back next week when it's something else. See you later. Uru.
Uru.